Press Box with Brad and Ben.
I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking. What
you're thinking. On WCCB 105.5 The Roar. And now, Brad Sinkett and Ben Milstead.
Welcome back to the Press Box. Thank you for joining us today. You know, when I need repair work done, the one of the things I greatly value is being on time and dependable. And there's no question Wayne's Overhead Door fits that category. They show up when they tell you they're going to show up. So you're not sitting around all day waiting on a repairman. Not at Wayne's. They're going to be there when they tell you they're going to be there. And they're going to bring the parts. They need to fix your garage door. They have them in stock. They have them ready to go. If your garage door is stuck, if it's not going up and down correctly, belt's messed up, it's burned out, whatever it may be, they can fix it for you and get your garage door back in a hurry. They've been doing this for more than 40 years of sales and service. So they know what they're doing. They wouldn't still be around. And they really invest in the customer. They put a lot of emphasis on putting you first, and that helps by being dependable and on time and professional. These are all great ways to describe Wayne's Overhead Door. So you want to give them a call today, whether you've got a garage that needs new doors, whether you need to fix current doors, give them a call, 226-9096. That's 226-9096, Wayne's Overhead Door.
You want to update the look of your house outside?
Ooh.
Look at the new doors that are out, and Wayne's has all of them. I mean, it's, garage doors for years and years just looked one certain way, and now there's all different styles. You can make a dated house look brand new just by changing a garage door, and, you probably need a new garage door anyway. Call Wayne's.
Yeah, 226-9096. I teased earlier that we're going to have Matt Connolly on in the next hour, 11:05. And I talked about how he had some really cool stories. And I do want to get to those. He's got a good one on Seth Baer, Doc Redman, who's playing in the Masters beginning on Thursday. But he's also got a story that's a little bit tougher read, but is really, really important. And it's a look at former Clemson safety Jadar Johnson, and who, of course, as we know, was arrested last week and charged with armed robbery. And Matt had been working on this story prior to this arrest and this incident. And he's published the story. Of course, it changed now because of what happened. But we're going to have Matt on 11:05. And I want to talk about this story. And I encourage people to go read it first. It's on thestate.com. I also retweeted it. If you want to go to my timeline and check it out there on Twitter. But take a look at this story. And it's in-depth, and it takes a while to get through it. But it kind of chronicles, and I'm still working through it too, but it kind of chronicles and takes a look at Jadar Johnson's life and what was going on in his life before this happened. I don't know if it's going to give us any insight into why this happened, but it will at least kind of give you an idea of what he's been doing since he left Clemson football. So go check that out.
On a lighter note, Matt had a tweet that made me laugh last night. He said, "I haven't seen Michigan receive this much damage since," and it's a picture of Clowney destroying Vincent Smith in the backfield.
Oh, there were a lot of Michigan jokes last night.
Yeah, there were.
People were taking shots at Harbaugh.
We all got. Yeah, I was going. Hey, Harbaugh's got to be fired for this tonight.
People were talking about, did Harbaugh take over the offense? Michigan hasn't looked this bad since, the Outback Bowl. There were just all kinds of Michigan jokes out there. But it is funny that their offense did sort of take on the persona of the football team there in the end of the first half. Health there, text line 986-1566. So we're going through a couple of these. I know I started something. I don't want to go down that road. I apologize again for bringing up blue blood. That's a very touchy subject around here. You can talk about a lot of things at this station. You start trying to talk about blue bloods and people do not like it. So I'm going to stay away from it. Texter got in from the 302. The whole blue blood talk is as overrated as the NCAA Cinderella talk. I agree with you. We're just going to move on from that. All right, you want to get in, 654-7627-654-ROAR. Let's go to the Norfolk Communication phone lines now, where John is hanging on. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for getting in.
All right. Getting back to Villanova and their really incredible dominance. Are we being too easy on the pundits? What did we keep hearing leading up to this tournament? This tournament has no dominant team. It's wide open. We heard that again and again and again. I won't say if I remember if you guys said it or not. I don't know the answer to that. But
we did.
I mean, is it?
but we both picked Villanova to win the tournament.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, so can you not be considered a dominant team if you're not? Here's that word again: a blue blood, or they were in the wrong city. They were in Philadelphia, not New York. Maybe where the media would have gotten a hold of them a little bit better. What do you think?
No, I think Villanova's an elite team, and again, I differentiate between elite and blue blood a little bit. Blue blood's more of a historical thing, but Villanova is as elite as they come right now, and we need to recognize that. We need to call them what they are. And I know we said there's not a lot of dominant, there are no true dominant teams. And I think some of that is because when we think dominance, we try to automatically compare old teams, especially with NBA talent, right? Like you say, okay, how many lottery picks are on this team? And you think back to teams like we talked about yesterday, 99 Duke, loaded with lottery picks everywhere. I think they like set a record in the 99 draft for the most lottery picks. So they were totally loaded with talent. Villanova is not loaded with that kind of talent, but that does not mean they aren't dominant and they aren't a really good team. And the way they play together, we don't consider that elite and dominance, but no one else can do what they can do. Nobody. And they proved in the NCAA tournament, and Jay Wright's done it now 2 out of the last 3 years. His system works. I don't want to get into a situation where we're saying they're a system team. I don't think that's fair. Because the individual players on that team are really, really good basketball players. Whether they're NBA prospects or not, I don't really care. This was one of the most impressive runs throughout an NCAA tournament I've ever seen.
I agree. I think that's a good analysis.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you getting in.
And I think the mistake that I made was, I'll say, there are no dominant teams. There's no real, truly elite teams. And in my mind, I'm not thinking past the Blue Bloods. Maybe just subconsciously, what I'm really thinking is there's not a Duke, there's not a North Carolina, there's not a Kansas, there's not a Kentucky that's just truly dominant. And I forget about teams like Villanova and Gonzaga and some of the teams that maybe are not household names. And you don't mean to do that. You just do. Even with Villanova, though, you know, mid-February, they went through a six-game stretch where they were 500. I mean, they lost 3 out of 6, and then they're pushed to overtime a couple of other times by teams like Providence. You know, and it's nothing against Providence. I mean, decent team. But when you see stretches like that, you just kind of think, okay, well, they can't be that good because they had, you know, this little rough patch here, you know. And then let's face it, Villanova is still, to me, it's not a household name. It should be. Jay Wright should be.
I think they are now.
But before last night, I don't know how much the average person really knew about Villanova.
Yeah, I think too. And we're a product of what we grew up watching, right? And what, like, right. You're in an early age. In sports, you kind of form your opinions and your comparisons to what you've seen throughout your life. And you think back, like, I grew up in what I consider primarily the golden era, the golden age of college basketball. You know, the 80s, the late 80s into the 90s, throughout the 90s, you didn't have all the one and dones. You didn't have guys leaving early for the pros. And so you had legitimate talent coming to college and actually playing for 3 and 4 years. It was like, I know, some of you out there don't know what that is. You were never alive to experience that era. Where kids, like Christian Laettner, would actually come and stay in school. You know, guys would play 3 and 4 years and develop. and become amazing basketball players. We saw so many go through North Carolina and Kansas and Kentucky, and I feel like I try to compare too many teams to that era. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I know. Right. To me, I consider that the golden age. And I say, okay, an elite team, how would they stack up against a team in 1990? UNLV type team. I don't think that's – it's not fair. I mean, it's not. But I do it almost subconsciously in a way. And so when I say there aren't elite teams, that's what I'm thinking.
The other thing that I think contributes to overlooking a team like Villanova is they're not on your TV every week, and they played – in their regular season, they played against three ranked opponents, and one of them was Xavier twice. So they played played Xavier and Gonzaga in their regular season, and that's it. So you don't have that made-for-TV marquee game like you might with some other conferences. Not in any way taking anything away from Villanova. It just, because of that, it kind of keeps them out of the – maybe that keeps them out of the spotlight a little bit leading into the tournament.
Yeah, probably so. Now, Jay Wright's name has changed too, right? He now joined the most elite company in terms of championships. He has joined Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams as the only active coaches with multiple national championships in college basketball. And I feel like he's probably cemented his legacy. I mean, it's far from done, but Jay Wright's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, think about that. Jay Wright's going to be mentioned among coaches we talk about 20 years from now. And so I just feel like that Villanova deserves the respect of being called an elite team now. And I was never thought I would have said that 2 months ago, because I was so disappointed, not disappointed, but I just looked at this season and thought, man, I just wish we had one of those teams, one of those, you know, remarkable teams you remember 20, 30 years from now. I think Villanova gave us that. I mean, the dominance that they had in this tournament, you don't see very often. In fact, I don't want to say it's as dominant, but I think it is up there in the conversation. And we talked about this team yesterday a little bit, the 2009 North Carolina team. They won by an average of 20 points per game over their opponents. Villanova won by an average of like 17.6, something like that. And North Carolina had... And this is why I end up drawing a lot of comparisons and why I don't consider teams elite when I probably should. That North Carolina team had 7 NBA players. 12 players on that roster played in the pros at some level. 12 guys on that roster played pro basketball. They didn't go pro in something else, okay? They went pro in basketball. And 7 of them were NBA players. And they rolled through the tournament. That North Carolina team was a 1 seed. They destroyed Radford by nearly 50. They beat LSU by 14. They beat Gonzaga by 21. They beat Oklahoma by 12. And then they went to the Final Four, and they beat, Ben, do you remember this? They beat Villanova in the Final Four by double digits. And then they beat down Michigan State. They were up like 20 or 24 at one point in that game, something like that. So I just think when you look at these teams, comparing where Villanova ranks all time in terms of dominant performance is hard. I don't think it was quite as dominant as 09 North Carolina. That's a team that you have to remember because of what they did. But I don't know what era we're talking about, because I don't think you can compare UNLV 1990 to what we saw from Villanova last night.
Right now, Brad, I don't need to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to put any additional label on them today other than 2-time national champs.
The elite program, call them what they are.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, William, I'm coming right to you on the Northland Communication phone line, 654-7627. If you want to get in, talk some hoops, talk some Masters. You can always talk football. And we'll get to Matt Conley coming up to kick off the third hour of the show. Don't go anywhere on the press box with Brad and Ben. Back after this.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag Clemson Give Day. Go Tigers!
choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Craft Stove and Patio. Grills, logs, patio furniture, and all the accessories. Visit their showroom at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's. Give them a call at 864-268-3853.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about on time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Press Box with Brad and Ben.
It would appear we have a major situation, wouldn't you say?
On WCCB 105.5 The Roar. And now, Brad Sinketh and Ben Milstead.
Welcome back to the Press Box. Breaking news in just a second. First, I want to tell you about the Health Dare. It's a 90-day transformation of the body. Great time to get started. The weather's warm. You're going to be more active. You can start eating better. You can get your life back on track. You can do the exercises you need to do. The Health Dare has a complete curriculum to help you every step of the way. And you get your own personal coach. Man, you can't beat that. Somebody to walk you through it. Make sure you're motivated. Make sure you're staying on track. They don't just hand you a pamphlet and say good luck and shake your hand. I'll send you out the door. No, they want to make sure that they're with you all the way through the 90 days. So get in touch with them today, iDareGreenville.com. This is helping thousands of clients up and down the East Coast. You can do just incredible things like get off your medications, reverse type 2 diabetes, a lot of reasons to get involved in Health Dare. Get started today. And here's the thing. It's very doable. iDareGreenville.com. Going to the Northland Communication phone lines in just a second. I do have some breaking news for you, Ben.
Uh-oh.
According to Bryce Ritchie on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were declaring for the NBA.
I'm thinking about going through the process and just seeing what happens. Now, I won't sign with an agent, so my eligibility here at WCCP is intact, but I'm thinking about it. Okay. I'm leaning that way.
I'd encourage you to do that.
Bryce Ritchie on Twitter. Are you saying that the evaluation process would not go good for me? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, I'm saying that you would learn things that you need that we could improve on, and you come back to us bigger and better than ever.
All right, sure, sure. just been told security staff at Augusta National have been handed a sheet with a list of sayings that are prohibited. This is coming from Brian Ritchie. One of them, very fortunately, is
dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
That has now been outlawed.
You can't say dilly dilly.
No more dilly dilly at Augusta National.
I approve.
I'm more than approve. I applaud.
What about hurry up, Justin? You're playing too slow.
Yeah, you can't yell anything at Justin Thomas. Nothing. Nothing at all. You can't talk about Rory's wife.
Or Jordan. I said Justin. I meant Jordan Spieth.
Well, you can't yell Justin Thomas either. He'll get you thrown out. But you can't do anything anymore, apparently. But I don't know all the phrases that are on this sheet that have been handed out to security. But according to Bryce Ritchie, if you say any of these forbidden words, you will be removed immediately from the Masters. Something to think about. If you're going today, if you're going tomorrow, make sure you don't yell out dilly dilly. And hopefully that's the last time I ever say dilly dilly on this show. Let's go to Northern Communication phone lines. We'll talk some more Masters coming up later. William is hanging on in Georgia. William, good morning. How are you?
Fine, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for getting in.
You see why last night that I don't pick basketball games. I pick Michigan to win. But anyway, on a more serious note, though, I want you guys to know one thing. I found you guys on the radio by accident because I had to have some sports to listen to because I travel this 85 corridor every day.
Right.
And I've been listening to y'all ever since November of last year. Now, I had a fiery hate for Clemson, dude. I ain't going to kid you. But now I've lightened up a lot. I mean, I ain't real crazy about them, but I like to listen to you guys. You guys know I'm a Georgia fan, but
right.
I don't beat no beans about that.
Nope.
But anyway, me and Walt was talking about something yesterday. I want to get y'all's opinion on it.
Sure.
I see at least one first rounder on Georgia's defense, but do y'all see any more? Because I seem like Lorenzo Carter could be a first rounder, and Atkinson might even be a first rounder. But I wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
From the defense?
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Yeah, just the defense. I mean, I know Chubb. I think Michelle will go before Chubb because I think he's a more versatile back.
Right.
But, that's just my opinion. And I think we all think Baker's going to be the number one overall pick. We do agree on that, right? But, I mean, I don't know of anybody else that could be. But you guys have a good day, and I appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you. I appreciate it, William. Thanks for getting in today. That's a good question to ask Daniel Shirley when we get him on coming up Thursday. I would say right now, that sounds about right to me, that Roquan is the only surefire Georgia defensive player to go in the first round. I don't know. I like some of these guys. Like, I like Trenton Thompson, but that guy's not a first-round pick. Lorenzo Carter is borderline, probably, to me. He could slide in there into the first round. Probably more likely a second-round type of player. Davin Bellamy's another guy, another linebacker, who's probably like Trenton Thompson, kind of a fourth, fifth-round guy. I think Dominic Sanders also coming out, the safety. He's probably in that same range. So, yeah, I would say Smith's the only guarantee. Carter's a borderline guy for me. And then, of course, you mentioned Michelle and Chubb. I think Michelle does definitely go above him. Michelle, I mean, there is some tall that he could end up sliding into the first round, but, again, I think he's kind of like Lorenzo Carter. He's probably more of a second-round guy. But that's a good question, William. We'll revisit that with Daniel Shirley from Dog Nation coming up later in the week on Thursday. All right, let's go back to the Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. If you want to get in this segment, Matt Conley coming up next segment. Bob is hanging on. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. One of y'all said earlier in your program some very complimentary things about Villanova, which I think were very justified because Villanova doesn't do the one and done. And I just wanted to express the view that I'm sick and tired of college ball being the minor leagues for the pros. And I think it's, baseball does it right. And I don't see any reason why basketball can't do the same thing as baseball when it comes to recruiting. Baseball player has a choice out of high school to go to the minor leagues or go to college. And if he chooses to go to college, it's 3 years. Now, I don't see what's wrong with that and why it can't be used in basketball. And I just think now how it would work in football, I'm not sure, but I think basketball ought to follow baseball from the standpoint of recruiting, and it's time to get the colleges out of the business of being the minor leagues for the pros.
Well, I can tell you, Bob, unfortunately, this is a complete NBA thing. I appreciate the call today. This is a complete NBA thing. This has nothing to do with college basketball. They don't make this rule at all. And they're not going to turn away good players, right? They're not going to make rules. They're going to keep good players from going to college. So they're going to have to kind of follow what the NBA does. That makes sense, Ben?
Yeah. I mean, because you think about it, colleges would love for players to stay in school. You know, it helps build their brand. It helps bring attention to them. You have that. It's easier to connect with a team when you know that the players are going to be there more than 1 year. You know, by the time you learn a guy's name, he's gone. And that's one of the bad sides of the one and done. But you're right. I mean, in a perfect world, I would 100% agree with Bob. I wish it was that way. I just don't think that's possible anymore.
No, and ideally, I would prefer maybe 2 years instead of three. If you go to college, you have to stay at least 2 years. I don't know. I mean, three would help college basketball on the brand. But my point is, if college makes some rules that force players to do that without the NBA allowing the guys to go straight to the pros, then you're going to have guys, I think you will see good talented players not go to college and instead go to the G League, go overseas for a year.
Yeah, they're just going to sit out for a year.
Yeah.
And then
hurts the college game.
That's not helping anybody.
No,
to do
it's
that.
Not. No, you're right.
But you know, like I say, I would love for every player to come to a school and stay for 4 years or seven if your name's Grayson Allen. And
you we're know, not like supposed to say his name anymore. Whoa. But I think, I mean, both of us agree. We don't like the way the rule is. We've argue different sides of it, but we can both agree we don't like this. We don't enjoy the one and done stuff.
We don't. Do you? Well, I'll ask you that in the next hour. Right. We'll get these other calls.
Yeah, let's go to Todd in Easley, hanging on the Northwood Communication phone lines. Todd, how you doing?
I'm fine. You
doing great? Thanks for getting in.
This is Colin. Responding to the other guy who said he used to hate Clemson with a passion.
Yeah,
I guarantee it's no more worse than the hatred I have for the University of Georgia. I could not stand that team back in the 80s. I grew up every single time we played them, we beat them up and down and during the field, stomped the crap out of them, and somehow that weasel would kick a field goal in the last 3 minutes of the ball game and beat them, and it just irritate the crap out of me. And every time Danny Ford beat him for a recruit, he'd go crying to the rules committee and have a rule change so he couldn't recruit that way no more.
That's some old-fashioned pin-up hate right there.
I love it. I miss that. I really miss Georgia and Clemson going at it. Thank you, Todd, for the call. I appreciate it. That's such a good rivalry.
It is. And I'm fine with you hating me on that one day of the year that they play, you know, if they ever play again. But I'm still glad William doesn't hate us as much.
Apparently thanks to this station somehow. I don't know how it influenced him.
So we're not all bad. He knows it.
That's great. I've got a little bit of Georgia Clemson hate going on here on a Tuesday.
Try to save my obnoxiousness for football season only. So, but by September, you got to listen. We're talking about all football.
I want to tell you about Carter Color Company. They're at 1067 Tiger Boulevard right here in Clemson. This is a small business, but they want to serve the Clemson and surrounding areas. They sell the high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. It's eco-friendly, number one in eco-friendly paint. And this is the Carters have been in the paint business forever, and they want to help you no matter if you're a contractor or whether you've never painted a thing in your life. They can walk you through it every step of the way. And that's what they want you to understand, that they are here to serve this community. So go by and see them. Great people. They got all the technology to help you mix and match colors, and they can get you on your way and get you started to knock out that painting job today. Mention Brad, and you get a free paint sample as well. Again, they're right there at 123. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and on Saturdays, 9 to 2. That's Carter Color Company. Go by and see them. Tell them we sent you. All right, coming up in the next segment, Matt Conley is going to join us from the state. He's got some really good work up right now. There's so much to get to, but we are going to get to this Jajar Johnson story that he wrote. It just came out, I believe, this morning. So we'll touch on that, and then we'll hit some of the, at least more of the positive type stories that Matt's been doing. Plenty to come in hour number three. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag Clemson Give Day. Go Tigers!
Dust up. Kick the dust up with a set of Toyo Open Country MTs from the